Yesterday, I commented on Democrat Cesar Dayleon, a former Bernie Sanders supporter and current member of the City of Brownsville Commission, and his bigoted and vulgar statements about women, political opponents, and people from Mexico that were recorded and released by a citizen journalist in Cameron County. What Dayleon's remarks should do, but won't, is demonstrate the falsehood of the fundamental idea being pushed to topple our society, that racism, bigotry, and thus all injustice springs from those who are iconic of Western civilization: Anglos, Christians, rule of law, conservatives, Republicans, and similar. Lest you think Commissioner Dayleon's some outlier, consider how many times I've reported the inherently bigoted remarks of Texas Democrats, especially those of the chairman of the party. Gilberto Hinojosa, also of Cameron County, regularly makes statements to the effect that all brown-skinned or Spanish-speaking people belong to him and the Democrats simply because of their ethnicity. The automatic classification of people based on how they look, their ethnicity, race, language, background, and etc., is the basic ordering principle of Democrats and most all on the political left. There's no dignity or uniqueness of the individual because there are no individuals on the left except in the negative. All is about the collective. Because of that, people are seen in the way of the worst bigots and racists, with all of a type assumed to have the same traits, beliefs, abilities, and inabilities, aspirations, thoughts, and you name it. It's in such philosophies of sameness that institutional bigotry remains alive. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.